Hello, it's Thursday, October the 7th, and we come now to Isaiah 54 again, and we're picking it up today at verse 11 through 14. And this is the third image. We've already seen two images of a husband comforting a wife and a barren woman rejoicing in her family. And here, it's a poor city being beautified by jewels. O afflicted one, storm-tossed and not comforted, behold, I will set your stones in antimony and lay your foundations with sapphires. I will make your pinnacles of agate, your gates of carbuncles, and all your wall of precious stone. And as you read this, he's talking about an ideal vision of Jerusalem. You are reminded, I think, of Revelation 21, where John takes up a similar theme when he talks about the new heavens and new earth and the new Jerusalem that comes down from above. And it's a Jerusalem that has a river running through it, and it's bedecked with all kinds of precious stones. Precious stones being something, of course, then as now, that makes people and buildings look beautiful. And all three of these pictures in Isaiah 54 are pictures of the church, and all three of them are pictures of the church in its triumphant state, an ideal state of God making a promise. This is like Matthew 16, but it's in Isaiah 54. Jesus is building his church. He's building his church because that's his plan all along. And it's a very optimistic, comforting picture that he has, and you and I, despite all that's happening all around us, you and I should be greatly encouraged, because the future is in God's hands and the future is bright. Have a wonderful day.